Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Melissa Meyer is here, also David Meyer. They're husband and wife. They're the executives at DJS International Services, Inc., and they're here to talk to us about what they do and how they do it. Melissa Meyer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
She's the CFO over there at their company. David Meyer, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And he's the CEO and the husband of Melissa. Melissa, thank you and David for being here. Melissa, this is your family business, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Tell us about that.
My grandfather started in this industry in the 60s and was sort of instrumental in helping develop the port of Dallas-Fort Worth in the early days and started this customs brokerage business. My dad grew up in that business, and then my grandfather sold that business in the early 80s. And then my dad started this business, DJS, which we've been able to grow up in and now take over.
All right. So that sounds good. So, David, when did you join the business?
I actually I was in college, and I had one semester of school left. My baseball career in college ended. I took a summer internship. Melissa and I had been dating. We were engaged to be married. And it's kind of one of those things I really never even knew about the business to start with. I was a finance major.
Right.
And started that summer internship, worked through my last little 9 hours of college at TCU, and never kind of got out. Kind of interesting business. It stuck with me. I had a little aptitude to do what was needed, and it just worked out well.
Right. So then you guys got married, and both of you started working in the business.
I went off and did some other. Yeah, I did some other things first. I had to be brought back to the business. And David, you know, loved the aspect of the family business. He hadn't grown up with that. And
right.
He was instrumental in bringing me back to it.
So you, David, you stayed in the business first, and Melissa came back. That's interesting. So what do you think about that, Melissa? That's a very interesting point. I've had people, people who've owned businesses who asked me for advice from time to time about one, for example, about their child that graduated from college. Should they bring them right back in, or what should they do? And my advice has been, I'd tell them to go get their resume ready, go get a job, and call me in a couple of 5 years. What do you think?
Yeah, it was really valuable for me to go off and do something else and kind of explore the world outside the family business because I had grown up in it. And it really made me appreciate it a lot more and gave me a much better gratitude.
I've known people who didn't do that, and they don't know that they would have been happy anywhere else, but they didn't know that they wouldn't be happy anywhere, right? They never had that opportunity. And so in their 40s, I know some of them who lamented what they were doing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you had that experience, and I'm sure that's helped you and David get along over the years, right?
Absolutely.
So who's, now David, you're the CEO.
Yes,
but
sir.
But we all know who the boss is, right?
That's correct. It's not me.
Yeah. And how many different ways have you learned how to say yes, ma'am?
More than I care to count.
In languages. And Melissa, you say?
How I tell him to jump, and he says, how high?
How high, right. As it should be, right? So how is it, seriously, how is it working together? How do you guys, look, my wife and I work together, and I say yes, ma'am, in 27 languages. But there are times when it's just rough. I mean, we just, there, and it could be for a lot of different reasons. So I'm not going to ask you whether that happens. I know it happens. How do you guys reconcile that?
Well, I'll kind of start with what I do. You know, it's very difficult being a family business. It's hard to leave the business in the office. You get home, you have kids, you got, I do a lot of stuff with, but we have two kids. They play competitive soccer, so when the office is over for a couple hours, I kind of get to recharge my batteries being a Uber dad, going to different practices, and let Melissa kind of recharge her batteries away from that, and then we try to regather as best we can with kind of the crazy, hectic lifestyle.
Who's the most likely to bring up work at home?
Me.
Ooh.
Me.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I am too. I'm the worst. I have a hard time, Melissa. I have a hard time breaking loose.
You know, there are boundaries, though. Sometimes that's okay to bring it up at home, and that was one of the things I learned growing up. You know, my parents brought it home a little bit.
Yeah.
There's balance, but there's value in bringing it home because your kids see how hard you work, and you talk about it around the family dinner table, and they get a sense of what it takes to run a business and some of those challenges. So there's value in that, too.
You know, David, I'm glad you said that, Melissa, because I tell people all the time that one of the blessings that my parents gave me, and they weren't business owners. Well, we had a farm. We lived on a farm, so I guess that makes us business owners. But one of the blessings they gave me was they allowed me to see them fight and fail.
Yeah.
Sure.
They let me witness that, and that made me a grown-up, a better grown-up, I think. What do you guys think?
Absolutely agree, yeah.
David?
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting you said, I mean, about bringing work home, too. My dad, he was in the banking industry, and he would take off work early to take me and my brother to practice, but then he would bring out his briefcase and his tin key. And it's funny, that's how I learned to tin key. I thought it was the neatest thing in the world, watching him just pound away on that machine. But, I mean, you learn the value of hard work. It doesn't just always end. Not always 8 to 5.
How do you guys when it really really gets to the point where you're about to your dagger's drawn together, the two of you? How do you defuse that?
Well,
question.
Really, we're pretty good complements to each other.
Yeah.
We're not terribly alike in our personalities, and mm-hmm. so we, David's a lot more outgoing and doesn't have much of a filter, and I'm a little more reserved and. We tend to balance pretty well, but we really haven't had to come to daggers too often. But I will say, at the office, David usually wins. At home, I win.
I see. That's also where you get your marching orders for the next morning too, right, David? That's the reason why win, because you've already been instructed on how to act the next day. Hey, I need a website for your company.
DJSINTL.com.
All right, and it's you guys are freight forwarders, right?
Yes.
When we come back,
broker and freight forwarder.
When we come back, we're going to talk about that business. What's it like? What does it take to be in that business? Is it fun? Is it profitable? How challenging is it? And we'll do that with our new friends, husband and wife team of David and Melissa Meyer, third generation in this business out of Dallas, Texas. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
In the air, on Broadway. But when you're walking down the street, and you ain't had.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.